USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led House passed a bill Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections, a top priority of President Biden. The bill passed the House by a vote of 224 to 206. The measure now heads to the Senate to face an uphill battle. Two U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf have suffered coronavirus outbreaks. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet announced early Friday. The ships will likely be out of action for a few days in Bahrain. The amphibious transport ship USS San Diego with 600 souls and the USS Philippine Sea with 380 souls are the ships. Proving the point, it's easier to criticize than lead. In April 2017, the Trump administration launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack the Assad regime carried out against its own people. Both Joe Biden and spokesperson Jen Psaki criticized the strike, saying, "What was the legal authority?" President Biden launched airstrikes against Syria on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Helping us break down Thursday's passing of the Equality Act by the House, Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens, has more.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
The bill passed Thursday in the House 224 to 206. Mobster Peter Gotti, the one-time Gambino crime boss and brother of John Gotti, died of natural causes in North Carolina, where he was serving time in a federal prison. He was 81. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR Racing Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 Homestead Miami Raceway presents some unusual physical features. NASCAR pit crew legend Rocco Williams points out some of the physical challenges crews will face.
I'm going to tell you about these high walls on pit road and Homestead Miami Speedway. I love going to Miami, but at the same time, the pit walls are very high. Concrete pit road, very wide, very long. You're not going to get stuck in between cars there a lot, but a very high pit wall when you're carrying two tires. Thank goodness you can hold those two tires not standing on the wall, because that's a long way to come down. At the same time, these guys are geared up and ready for that challenge. It's all about where you pick, and that plays a large role in where you finish in this race.
Rocco gives his opinion on what the best stall picks for drivers are and the strategies.
First pick. The first stall is gone, and every opening out will be gone first. And then after that, it is a free-for-all. You just try to get in where you fit in. Try to get the best spot, and you try to pit around cars you're not racing.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Major League Baseball and spring training will get the boys of summer ready to compete. 14 games will be played Sunday. Next week, spring training continues. Monday through Wednesday, we'll have 14 games played each day. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Mike Tyson is not happy about a biopic series about his life streaming on Hulu very soon. Iron Mike. The announcement didn't sit too well with the 54-year-old, who published a statement on social media calling for fans to boycott Hulu. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.